আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 126 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah Dua of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's successor O Lord of Mustafa whoever reads the 22 page booklet 126 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah grant them enthusiasm to serve Islam and allow them to walk upon the path of Sunnah. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Excellence of Salat upon the Prophet, the fourth Caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali, said recite salat upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whenever you pass by a masjid sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad the amir of ahlus sunnah allama muhammad ilyas attar qadri arzavi damat barakatul aliya is a great scholarly and spiritual figure of the present era. He hails from the personalities whom Allah has honored with knowledge and wisdom of staggering proportion. His words and statements cause listeners to become embodiments of good character, who then go on to secure a treasure of blessings in this world and the hereafter. Let us attempt to decorate our inner and outward states by listening to his words of wisdom. Statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Number 1. Safeguarding other Muslims from one's own evil is an action from amongst those that can take one to paradise. Number 2. The biggest quality of a person is being faithful, i.e. being Muslim. Number 3. Build the habit of performing good deeds sincerely whilst avoiding ostentation. If a sincere person does good whilst hiding behind 1,000 veils, Allah Almighty will ordain for him to be renowned amongst people. Number 4. The future, referring to the grave and hereafter of those who acquire Islamic knowledge, is radiantly bright. Number 5. Smiling is sunnah. People draw close to those who smile, and they run from those who always exhibit sour faces. Number 6. May it not be so that you utter words of humility whilst attempting to show off. Do not refer to yourself as lowly or a fakir unless you truly feel this way in your heart. Number 7. He who adopts the company of a practicing Sunni scholar with correct beliefs will go on to attain both knowledge and spirituality. Number 8. Only devotees of the Blessed Prophet have this characteristic. When they go to Medina, they shed tears as they consider themselves unworthy of visiting. As they return, they shed tears yet again as they are to be separated from Medina. Number 9. Remember, the world has never come to help anyone and nor will it. Neither shall it accompany you into the grave. Number 10. True freedom is in becoming servants of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the honorable companions, the purified Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'een. Number 11. On occasions of happiness, such as weddings or birthdays, etc., it is more useful to give money as opposed to a particular gift. In this manner, the receivers may tend to their needs with it. Number 12. It is necessary to abstain from anything which opens the door to sin. Number 13. Acceptance is not founded on abundance or scarcity, but on sincerity. Number 14. Imams and muezzins in masjids are both usually from the middle class and given small salaries. Everyone should try to support them financially as per one's own ability. Their hearts will be pleased by this, insha'Allah, rather than giving them beautifully arranged packets containing prayer mats, boxes of sweets or perfume, etc. Try to give them physical money instead. This way, they can arrange medicine, food and clothing, etc. for themselves. Number 15. When placing badges which depict the blessed sandal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam upon one's imama or clothing, the goal is to acquire blessings, not decoration. Number 16. It is sunnah to apply oil to the eyebrows. Headaches are relieved by this. Number 17. When seeking to acquire even worldly goodness, we must only do that which is in complete accordance with Sharia. Number 18. Those who wish to support me financially should instead support their local Sunni scholar who holds correct beliefs. Number 19. One form of remaining patient upon a calamity is to not reveal it to anyone without reason. Number 20. Whenever you speak, only speak good. Pleasant words contain such magic that they cause the disobedient and rebellious to become obedient. Number 21. Milk is a bounty from Allah which both hydrates and nourishes. The best milk is from sheep and this digests quickly. Number 22. Bathing in warm water is a way to remove tiredness, as well as reciting Tasbih-e Fatima. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times before sleeping. Number 23. Value your parents as there is no replacement for them. Number 24. Parents should teach their children with love and wisdom, telling them off, hitting them or shouting at them, for everything will lead to them disobeying you. Number 25. Righteous children do not raise their voice when speaking to their parents. They instead show utmost decorum and kiss their hands and feet. Number 26. A matter which cannot be kept between two lips is not able to be kept elsewhere. How can we hope for another person to keep our secret if we do not keep it ourselves? Number 27. When there is a positive assumption that a particular person's dua is accepted, they should be asked to pray for one's forgiveness without accountability. Number 28. There is no bad in having a good opinion and no good in harbouring a bad assumption. Number 29. Drink 12 glasses of water every day, otherwise amounting to around 3 litres. Insha'Allah, you shall avoid kidney-related issues and constipation. Number 30. If Muslims were to stop expenditure upon outward exhibition and instead live in moderation, the advent of prosperity shall occur, insha'Allah. Number 31. Time is a bounty, and a bounty is valued once it is lost. Spend your time in good deeds and make your time valuable. Number 32. The most respectable an intelligent group in society are scholars. Do not criticize or find faults in them, but respect them instead. Number 33. Muslims now disgrace one another through social and printed media. This is despite the fact Islam has made Muslims protectors of one another's honor. Number 34. An individual with great amounts of money is considered rich. In reality, a rich person is he who is content with how much Allah has given to him. Number 35. One should visit the shrines or resting places of pious elders in order to acquire blessings and walk in their footsteps, in order to acquire goodness in this world and the hereafter. Number 36. Reading Das Bibiyon Ki Kahani, Sayyida Ki Kahani and other unfounded stories, as well as taking oaths relating to them, are all impermissible. If someone made a vow to read them, it is impermissible to act upon such a vow. Number 37. Telling someone your secret is equivalent to becoming their servant. Number 38. Some think it is necessary for a person to only open their fast with dates, water or salt. This is not the case. One may open their fast with any food or drink. Number 39. Without doubt, public rectification can be done wherever needed. Some ignorant people, however, reveal the shortcomings of a Muslim to thousands upon thousands on social media and call this rectification. Through this, the respect of a Muslim is violated. Number 40. If you wish to draw close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, obey him, studiously act upon his sunnah and recite salats upon him in abundance. Insha'Allah, with the blessings of this, you shall draw close to him. Number 41. Islam denounces trouble and mischief. It encourages love, peace and brotherhood. Number 42. It is natural for children to copy their elders. If salah is offered at home, the children shall naturally copy this and offer salah themselves. If, mu'adhallah, music and dancing occur at home, the child will go on to emulate this instead. Number 43. In order to be steadfast in performing good deeds, one must initially force the nafs towards them. Number 44. One must act upon all national laws that do not conflict with Sharia. Number 45. If Allah forbid, sin-filled television channels are shown at home, children will grow up to sing songs and perform film dialogue. If Madani channel is shown, then insha'Allah, children will have their faith safeguarded and their character developed beautifully. They shall also recite dhikr and salat upon the Prophet. Number 46. Committing a sin is one thing. One should not even go close to it in the first place. Number 47. Focus on quality, not quantity. Number 48. Adopt silence, piety and goodness. Rather than a debater, become a muballigh, insha'Allah, people shall follow you. Number 49. Due to my repute, I fear the hidden plan of Allah countless times over. Number 50. Be serious, but not to the extent one is stern-faced when he should smile. Number 51. Smiling solves many problems. Number 52. The oppressed always prevail in relation to the hereafter. Number 53. He who recites the Quran with correct rules and regulations is worthy of being envied. Number 54. Feed children milk, fruit and vegetables instead of confectionery, etc. Insha'Allah, children will remain healthy. Number 55. The character of a Muslim should comprise no element of ill behavior. Number 56. Alhamdulillah, I frequently pray for my spiritual disciples, i.e. murid and aspirants, i.e. talib. Number 57, friends during times of ease are plentiful, but not many are found in times of difficulty. Number 58, during the month of Muharram, authentic excellences of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ar-ridwan, should be explained in speeches so that the sanctity of these blessed individuals can be firmly entrenched in the hearts of people. I advise for Muballighs. Number 59. True honour is that of the hereafter. Worldly honour is no standard of measure. Number 60. What you desire is not acquired by wanting, but by doing. Doing contains blessings. Number 61. Avoid negligent people to save yourself from negligence. Number 62. Hearts are not won by the sword, but by good character. Number 63. Instead of applying spice to a wound, apply ointment. Number 64. He who advises us has favoured us. Number 65. Whoever acquires enthusiasm to practically carry out actions will not leave the sunnah, no matter what corner of the world he goes to. Number 66. Instead of considering your humble home inferior when seeing another person's mansion, look at those who reside on the footpath with no home to call their own. Number 67. Realization is the foundation of love. Number 68. Broken hearts should be mended and not the other way around. Number 69. It is sunnah to visit the unwell, but do not stay for a length of time which becomes a concern for them. Number 70. A Muslim is rewarded for every difficulty. Patience is the treasure of paradise. Number 71. He who recites Ya Muhaiminu 29 times a day will remain safe from all calamities and evils, inshallah. Number 72. One accepted good deed is better than all the wealth and kingship of this world. Number 73. He who recites Ya Allahu 100 times when sleeping will remain safe from the mischief of evil jinn. He will also be protected from paralysis and Bell's palsy, inshallah. Number 74. It is a sign of good fortune to be happy when the month of Ramadan arrives and to be sad when it departs. Number 75. Eid is not confined to wearing colourful clothing, leisure and eating good food. It is a day to thank Allah, do that which pleases Him, and inquire about the health of those around us. Number 76. Misfortunate is he who has nobody to advise him. Number 77. Sins should not be committed, nor should one abandon crying over sins one has committed. Number 78. The bigger person is he who tolerates criticism. Number 79. Students are the wealth of a country. They are capable of changing its destiny. Number 80. The acceptance of good deeds is not based upon abundance or scarcity, but on sincerity. Number 81. Never speak in a boasting manner. Number 82. Give respect to acquire it. Number 83. Show love to children, elderly and the unwell. Number 84. When seeing our conduct, people should say he should be followed. Number 85. Seriousness is the adornment of a scholar. Number 86. The dhikr of Allah is food for the soul. Number 87. Can we be happy after doing something which displeases Allah? Definitely not. Number 88. Seek counsel from those who fear Allah and are honest. Number 89, I love the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam due to their link with him. Number 90, we will attain entry into paradise for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's offspring. Number 91, the true occasion for happiness is when one visits Medina. Number 92, focus should be on collecting good deeds in Ramadan rather than acquiring money. Number 93, when I come to know so and so is doing religious work for Dawat-e-Islami, my heart becomes elated. Number 94, the most inspiring person is he who avoids sin and takes every step in accordance with the Sunnah. Number 95, the biggest way to win the hearts of people is to keep a smile upon your face. However, smile whilst intending to act upon the Sunnah, draw people close to you in order to call them to righteousness. Number 96, although it is tremendous to save someone's life, it is far greater to save their faith. Number 97, if good company is not unique, it is though rare. Number 98, Eid al-Fitr is not for those who miss their fasts, but for those who fasted. Number 99, according to me, the best day for me is that in which no sin occurred. Number 100, the best way to have someone adhere to principles is to act upon them yourself. Number 101, rather than decorating your being, seek to decorate your book of deeds. Number 102, the greatest position to be in is to be a servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 103, things are done by doing, not simply desiring or worrying. Number 104, worldly happiness is temporary and has much sadness concealed within it. Number 105, seeking to utilize complex words during a speech and seeking praise from others is a woodworm that eats into the reward of said speech. Number 106, collect good deeds by selling your items to Muslims for a cheaper price in Ramadan. This month is a time to collect said good deeds as opposed to wealth. Number 107, people who dive into danger without appropriate guidance from Sharia are not brave, but rather foolish. Number 108, a good friend is he who reminds you of Allah when you see him. Number 109, whether ill or in debt, no change must come in one's mood, meaning one's conduct and behavior must not be negatively affected. Number 110, devoted followers are found once a person goes through sacrifices himself. Number 111, instead of striving to become a person of wealth, become a person of good deeds. Number 112, we are humble servants of Allah, and we are to solely be humble rather than wicked. Number 113, we should remain away from whoever says Sharia and spirituality are separate entities. Number 114, the dominion we acquire through being servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not established over the being of others, but over their hearts. Number 115, Attend the weekly ijtima punctually. Insha'Allah, you shall also become punctual in offering salah with congregation. Number 116. If we attain the position of being servants of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there is no need for any other position, meaning no need for any worldly position of power. Number 117. The 72 Pious Deeds booklet is a way to remember Allah, and only through remembering Him do hearts find peace. Number 118. In order to acquire the wealth of love, read stories and incidents which relate to the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 119. Whoever is harmed or encounters difficulty in their religious matters should remember the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 120. If you acquire knowledge of munjiyat, i.e. deeds that lead to salvation, and muhlikat, i.e. deeds that place one in ruin, then you can stand in opposition to Satan to a great extent. Number 121. It is incumbent upon one's intellect to give thanks for its cognitive ability, as this is a gift from Allah. Number 122. If one has passion, there are 1,000 paths. If one has no passion, there are 1,000 excuses. Number 123. If possible, acquire the best animal possible for one's qurbani and present said qurbani in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 124. The competence of a teacher is measured through if he can take struggling students, teach them, and ultimately make them successful in their exams. Number 125. Speaking is easy, but doing is difficult. Number 126. When a person acquires a high post or position, they often fall into committing acts of oppression. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.